Are you a business owner struggling to increase your sales? Have tried various strategies, but none of them work. So, from crafting engaging headlines to delivering valuable information, I'm going to guide you step by step to ensure that you gain the necessary skills or develop the necessary skills to excel in content creation, because you created this business all with one goal: to provide a solution for your ideal customers. Listen, you want to keep watching. I'm not going to go in big detail about what an acquisition funnel is. However, what I will do is I will put somewhere in one of these corners a video that you can watch that tells you what an acquisition funnel is. I'll give you a tidbit about the acquisition funnel or buyer journey. So the purpose of a acquisition funnel is, or a buyer journey, let's say that for short, is to do three things: to create awareness or visibility, to the second stage that a buyer goes through is consideration. This is where the opt-in, the engagement, or you build community. The third stage that the customer goes through is the decision stage. This is where they actually buy your products and services. So before I go and tell you how to create this content, I want to give you three categories of content. And I'm not talking about your different subcategories that people normally talk about, like the fun post and the sales post and these type. I'm talking about the three main type of categories. So the first one is the linear. The linear content is primarily like the testimony or case studies that people tell you. They did this, or this person married, they had this results, or this, that, and the other. Then the second one would be the experimental, the experiential, I meant the experiential, which is the teaching and experience training. This is where they tell you step by step, which is similar to what I'm going to be doing in this training. I'm going to tell you about my experience, and I'm going to give you like the step by step. And ha there is a method, the third type of content, which is the one that I like to teach audiences, is storytelling, because storytelling combines the linear with the experiential and the brand story all together, which is the brand story. If y'all don't know, that's where you talk about the mission or the purpose of why you create this product and service to sell to your ideal client. So I have a course, and I'm going to put down in the description. It's a storytelling masterclass that you can sign up if you want to learn more about storytelling. But anyway, I just want to mention that in my last video, I talked about how to use a brand story to connect with your ideal client, and that'll be found in the description as well. So y'all, let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. We did all that to start on step one, okay? Step one to create this content strategy. Now, just to tell you all, the reason why I know about this is through experience. I told you I'm use storytelling, right? So I went to different group gurus to in order to improve my content, right? And I'm not saying any of them was wrong. Many of them were right, but yet and still, I heard crickets because there was something missing. And the thing that was missing in my linear and experiential, because these are the two types that people were teaching me, was the storytelling. And the reason why storytelling works for me is because I'm a storyteller. Okay. And I not only want to help the audience, I want to build a community and build a connection with it. And storytelling does that. It builds an emotional connection. But step one, when you start, you want to create 3 to 5 main topics. Okay. And these main topics are also referred to as pillars or buckets. And the reason why you want to put a list, as many as you can think of, you can do 50 or 25. I suggest at least try to do 20. Okay, 25 really. Try to do 25. And the reason why you want to do 20 or 25 is you can multiply that information, right? Because 25 times is what? 100. Or 25 four times is 100. Anyway, you want to do 3 to 5 different topics. And you want to write those things down because the purpose of that is to have lead generation. In order to take people through your sales funnel, you have to attract. Remember, the customer buying journey starts with awareness. So the lead generation starts with letting people know that you are selling something. You're here. Hello, you're here. It starts with visibility before we can go into them considering opt-in. They have to know that you exist. So, and this is part of the lead generation. The second step is you want to research those topics. Now, there are several ways to research the topics, right? You can use things like VidID. You can use TubeBuddy. I have a link for those below, an affiliated link, if you would like to use TubeBuddy to research the topic. There are tons of search topics. You can even put it in Google itself to find search topics. So the third step is you want to create a lead magnet. The reason why you want to create a lead magnet is that allows the customer to go into consideration. That allows them to opt in, to engage. You're creating a community with your customers. So you want to create a lead magnet. And you may be asking, well, how do I create the lead magnet? You want to use the keywords and the things that you research in order to decide what the lead magnet will be. And to help you, I created a guide, how to provide a profitable niche guide. But what's so special about my guide than other people is my guide, it walks you step by step in creating a profitable niche. Okay, which will save you time and money and focus on building your business. It'll also help you in attracting qualified leads because the step process is in the process of finding a profitable niche. Not only does it help you find a profitable niche, it help you more define the main topics that you're going to base your content on. It'll also help you create a lead magnet. And it'll allow you to spend more time. Once you have that lead magnet, you can spend more time nurturing your ideal audience, thus reaching your sales goals. Now, I'm going to put the link to the profitable niche guide down below. The fourth step is you want to create content pieces. You may refer to them as maybe subtopics. Now, you don't want to just create any old content pieces. Now, the content pieces, they may be fun posts or informational posts or sales posts. You know, there's different types of posts, right? I'm not going to go in big detail about those type of posts, but what I want to tell you is when you create these content, you want to create three types. Now, this is something I had to learn. I had to learn from experience, and I'm giving you this information absolutely free because I like you. Okay? I like you. Anyhow, so your content pieces, when you do the research and you do the search, you want to verify that that information is valuable, right? You want to find content that's high value. You want to find high volume keywords with low competition. That'll be your primary focus. That would be what most of your content is going to include, right? Then you're going to have high volume keywords with medium competition. That's going to be your secondary, right? Or your general. That's the one that you're going to primarily switch back and forth from your primary to secondary. The primary, remember that the primary is more specific. And to give an example or a difference between the medium or general secondary and the primary specific, say that say if I was to create this video and I say for content creators or for business coach, I would be targeting a specific group, right? And in my keywords, because I included who they were. I wouldn't be just saying to create this content. So for it to be general, I like to say general or secondary, I would have said just like I did with this title. This title is actually more of a general topic because it doesn't name the exact group that I'm targeting. It's the title of it is the Secrets to Content Creation, 10 times your sale with high quality content, where we unlock the secrets. Third thing that many people don't tell you that is really important that you use is you want to do some high volume, high competition. This is going to be your third trendy. These are the third thing you, and these are trends. And you might say, why do I want to participate in trends? Because here's the thing about a trend. Say the water content, the water dance. Like many people started posting water and they were dancing. But if and once you get used to or start liking that, or let's say the switch video, where they turn the light off and they switch and they have a different, everything looks different. So generally what people do is they go down the rabbit hole, which means they go all the way through the end of the page, right? If you're using that those trendy topic, then somewhere along the line you will pop up, right? You'll pop up and you use those three. I like the number three too. You want to use those three things. Now you're gonna focus on the primary. And the prime, you're going to alternate between the primary or specific and the general, but you're going to throw in that high trendy because you want to appear in on the in the search volume on the search page. You want to capture some of those people. Okay, so the fifth is you want to optimize your store brand story and CEO content. That means you're gonna use your brand story. Like I mentioned that, for instance, my goal is my ultimate goal is to teach you how to leverage your story to excel or to scale your business. Right, so you're gonna use your brand story, your mission, your goals, and you're gonna add the CEO content. And these are keywords that you'll have in the title of all your content, in the description, in the starting in the starting paragraph, and in your brand story, right? Who you are. Step six is you're gonna Plan the layout, the outlook, okay? The landscaping, so to say, so to speak. And that consists of, creating carousels, creating videos, excuse me, creating videos, creating reels or shorts. This has to do with where you're gonna post, how bonus is gonna talk about where you're gonna post, how often you're gonna post, when and how you're going to evaluate the CTAs and the hashtags. Now that's bonus information. Step eight, you're gonna promote your content and your backlinks. Like you're gonna sound like a broken record, okay? So I want to pause. This is another bonus I want to give you. The reason why I suggest that you do 3 to 5 pillars is you don't want to be get bored. You want to continue to build your community, but you don't want to sound like a boring, you don't want to get bored and you don't want to bore your audience. Okay. They're like, can you talk about something else? Okay. So you want to actually have other things that kind of give you more variety. It's like I want to describe it like buying Mike and Ike's and how they have different colors, how different colors of the candy have different flavors. So promote your content and backlinks. Step nine, you want to monitor and analyze your results every at least every 3 months. Now, in the beginning, you want to do it every month. But then, after you reach that third mark, this is bonus. After you reach that third mark, and you should have be able to evaluate, because I remember I mentioned about the layout. I mentioned that you're going to create how you're going to evaluate what, which tells you what results you, and it's based on the results that you want to achieve. If your goal is just, okay, this month I'm just going to focus on awareness, I want people to be awareness on my that's going to look different than you focusing on getting people to opt in or consider your brand. And the results is going to look different when you do your sales posts and you evaluate those. And then the 10th and final step, people, is repurpose. Once you got a winning thing, a winning system, a winning strategy, you want to put that on repeat. Repeat the formula into content strategies to 10 times your sales and to create high quality content. Listen, do me a favor. If this resonated with you, give this video a thumbs up. You can also follow me on social media at Jackie D. McKeever.